1495.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from Sports Byline USA in San Francisco, but coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Great to have you with us wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, or so foreign lands. Just kidding, wherever you are, you're doing a great job, especially those of you who are members of the American Forces Radio Network. That's right, the American Forces Radio Network. Thank you for everything you do to keep us safe, and you're doing a great job. Stay safe. We hope we see you at home very, very soon. Also, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, lots of apropos applications for receiving the programming here. CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel. Tune your cable provider, 35 million homes, girl. That's right. You get us that way as well. So the Video Game Review, by the way, I'm Rick Tittle, if I didn't say so already. I'm Chevy Chase, and you're not. This is the only hour all week where we get to talk video games on these sports talk networks, coming out of Sports Byline in San Francisco, but also on SB Nation in Houston. Listen to SBNationLive.com on the internet. You can go to SportsByline.com, click Listen Live. Any emails to me, Rick@SportsByline.com. Use that address to win the game at 40 after, which we'll do in just about a half hour. Also, video game cheat code request at the end. Same email address. Also, we are proud and privileged to be in Sirius XM 211 in progress. See the man, see the man. That's the Dan Patrick channel. Where are my truckers out there, coast to coast on Sirius? I'm serious, man. And you can always call me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. This is a video game show, so my tastes aren't going to be the same as yours, and I can't play every game. So what's good for you? What's bad? What's ugly? What's underhyped? What's overhyped? 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Also, don't forget that you can always come by the studios here at 300 Broadway and throw your full body weight against the door, although I wouldn't recommend it. Twitter, @RickTittle, as I enunciate my T's. You want to get me that way as well. So I'm going to give away a brand new game. I'm going to talk about new releases, and we'll talk to you with your calls. So come on back on the Video Game Review.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
The Video Game Review. Alrighty then, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us as we can talk some video games, and if you'd like to, neophytes, hardcore gamers, everyone in between, come on in at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I don't design games, I'm a gamer just like you, so let me know what you think. For many years on this show, I've been doing this show about 20 years now, and I have always gotten the backs of video games, or back of video games, however you want to say it. Video games a lot of times get blamed for the ills of society. And, excuse me, I remember when, a politician like Ted Cruz blamed video games for violence, and, you know, it's sort of whatever the generation is, rock and roll, you know, R-rated movies, whatever, things are going to get the blame for societal ills, bad parenting, socioeconomic depression, whatever it is, mental health. I bring it up because on Friday, we had a lawsuit from the Uvalde, Texas families against Activision and Meta. I saw this in the Washington Post. The lawsuits were filed by a lawyer named Josh Koskoff, who contends that Activision and Meta share responsibility for, quote, grooming socially vulnerable young men with violent video game fantasies. The complaint also states that both companies knowingly exposed the shooter to the weapon, conditioned him to see it as the solution to his problems, and trained him to use it. The complaint continues, quote, over the last 15 years, two of America's largest technology companies, defendants Activision and Meta, have partnered with the firearms industry in a scheme that makes the Joe Camel campaign look laughingly harmless, even quaint. To put a finer point on it, defendants are chewing up alienated teenage boys and spitting out mass shooters. So, once again, now look, there's nothing more horrifying than school shootings. I mean, that really is about as bad as it gets, and it's a blight on our country, and no matter how you feel about gun control or not, it is a horrific stain on this great land of ours, and I'm an American, and it's horrible, and nobody seems to have a solution to it. What happened at Robb Elementary School 2 years ago in Uvalde, Texas, we had one of those horrific cases, and I know this is heavy stuff for a video game show, but this is This is the news this weekend. 19 children and two teachers dead, 17 others wounded. And so it's the two-year anniversary, and they have filed these lawsuits. And if you're wondering why Activision and Meta, Activision publishes Call of Duty, and Meta is the parent company for Facebook and Instagram. Talked about the grooming socially vulnerable. I completely disagree with the lawsuit. They have nothing but my sympathy, and I don't I'm not trying to wish anything bad on them, but it's a completely misguided thing, you know. It's like shooting Reagan to impress Jodie Foster. Do we get rid of all movies then because of that? In my mind, and it's been shown time and time again, whenever there's a study, I always bring it up, be it in this country or UK, Switzerland. There was one done in France. I talked about how, if anything, it has the exact opposite effect. Instead of numbing people to violence, it is a cathartic way for people, most people, to get their frustrations out. Shooting a bunch of people in a video game instead of in real life. You can think about, if you take that logic, and it is logical because it's been proven in empirical studies, video games have actually saved untold lives. But we don't know. We don't know about that. I mean, who do you blame? Do you blame your politicians? Do you blame the police? Do you blame the people who make guns, the people who sell guns? Or do you just blame Call of Duty? And, you know, social media for this guy, the shooter, to, you know, espouse his hate and his values. And as spelled out in the lawsuit, the families allege that Salvador Ramos, who entered his former school before he opened up, that he had a copy of Call of Duty Modern Warfare. And in Call of Duty Modern Warfare, there is a DDM4V7 that he bought. And it says that because that he was a Call of Duty owner, Meta kept sending him ads for guns from the manufacturer, which is entitled Daniel Defense. It's kind of a stupid name for a gun company. No offense, Daniel. But that, and you know how it is. You click on something, it goes on your permanent record, so to speak. Even if you buy something, it's like, oh, I want a jean jacket. All right, here's the one I want. Click, order. What's going to happen for the next 6 months, 7 months, 9 months? You're going to have little flags, little banners popping up saying, hey, you like jean jackets? How about these? I'm like, ugh. So if you do a little research on that specific model rifle, it's going to pop up, and they're blaming Meta for that. Now, Meta says they don't allow gun manufacturers to purchase direct advertisement for weapons or explosives. But the lawsuit says that Daniel Defense got around that restriction by posting promotional material about the weapons on the Facebook and Instagram accounts. And so a separate lawsuit has also been filed by the families against Daniel Defense. Now, the Wall Street Journal has reached out to to Activision for comment and has received nothing yet. So I'm not going to say that if I was in those families, I wouldn't have done the same thing. So I'm not trying to say that these families are misguided or stupid. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I disagree with the blame game. But that's the thing. You have to, I mean, at 9/11, what were we going to do? Not attack somebody? And we might even have attacked the wrong country. I'm just saying, when you have something horrific like that happen, someone needs to be blamed. And 2 years later, they were at loggerheads. So they're like, okay, well, let's go out. It must have been Call of Duty. I am able to, and I think most people are, luckily, able to separate fantasy from reality. I'm not watching a movie and think, oh my gosh, Wookiees are real. They fly spaceships. look at Yoda. He's a Jedi, you know. And in video games, I probably shot a million people, and I've probably been shot nearly a million times myself. It's a separation of reality and fantasy. And I just happen to think that if you are mentally insane, you'll find a way to get a gun and you'll find a way to commit a crime. That's the sad part about it. So they're blaming video games is what they're doing. They're blaming specifically Call of Duty. And like I said, while I have their sympathy, I happen to disagree with that blame. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Byline.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review. Coming up in the next segment, we will give away a brand new game.
Which one is it?
Well, you're just going to have to stick around and check it out. 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on and get heard wherever you might be listening in this great land of ours. And, okay, foreign lands. 1-800-878-PLAY. We can get into the nitty-gritty of hard news, but let's move on to more fun stuff. Yes, I suggest to myself. It's kind of time that a lot of people are talking about the Nintendo Switch 2 speculation, and we were talking about that a little bit last few weeks, because one of the latest Switch games, Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door, reportedly has support for 4K in its code base. This was spotted by a data miner, how about that, named Rib Shark. His name just can't be Pete Jones. It's always going to be something like that, like Ninja. Rib Shark, a section of the code for the game refers to 3840 times 2160, which is 4K res. And Rib Shark says, quote, "There seems to be coding for handling 4K resolution in the new Paper Mario TTYD remake. No idea if this is normal for Switch games or not, but I thought it was interesting." So after hearing about that discovery, a lot of people went on social media to speculate on what code in question could be for. Some are pointing to the Switch's successor potentially being not only of supporting 4K resolutions outright, but that it will be able to enhance existing Switch games with backwards compatibility. Now, of course, that can't happen without a patch, but I guess I could see it. It could just be a lot more mundane, and that just could be 4K res support. It could be just for allowing Nintendo to take high-quality screenshots for press and marketing material. And we've seen that a lot before. You can have a 4K picture of a game that's not 4K. So while we're entirely not sure what to expect from the Switch 2, including whether or not it'll be able to go to 4K, we do know that the company president, Shuntaro Furukawa, recently hinted that the Nintendo Switch 2 moniker is an appropriate way to describe the upcoming hardware. In other words, would you call it a Switch 2? I think that's a pretty good name. Oh my gosh, what a revelation. And there were some shareholder Q&A sessions recently that brought to light that the Nintendo Switch 2 will be backwards compatible. And if that ends up being true, that means the enhancement patches for existing Switch titles aren't off the table. But we can look at it one way or another that way as well. But Nintendo 2 will reportedly feature magnetic Joy-Con controllers. And we talked about that speculation before, but that came from Eurogamer. That came from a Spanish gaming publication called Vandal. That's right, Moscow, Idaho. They report that a lot of accessory manufacturers, that the Joy-Cons will be magnetic. Now, as you know before, they're on rails, and you slide them on and you slide them off. So, I mean, will the magnetic ones just flop right off? Probably not. And the Pro Controller will be compatible with the Switch 2. That's something that I just took completely for granted. If you're going to get the... If you're going to go for the Pro Controller, which I have, it better be backwards compatible. Now, this is something I think is interesting as well when talking about big gaming handhelds. I saw an article by Ju Carrasqueira, which is a great name. Ju, J-O-O, Carrasqueira. And he says that, or she, sorry if Ju is a she. Ju says... Larger screens on gaming handhelds provide immersive gaming experience and better readability in games with small text. However, the trend towards bigger screens may compromise portability and battery life, making it difficult to travel with these devices, the shift towards ARM technology and PC gaming handhelds may lead to thinner, lighter devices in the future, potentially changing the landscape of portable gaming. So, I mean, what Drew is saying there is that, oh, you need to make it bigger, and then you need to make it bigger. Well, now, what are you holding? You're holding sort of like your computer monitor in your hands at that point. And, look, PC gaming handhelds have been around for the last few years, but people really didn't take them seriously, I don't think, until the Steam Deck came along. And it's one thing that's become apparent with each one of these, that it only seemed to get bigger and bigger, and something kind of hit the fan when we saw the One X Player X1. The One X Player X1, which is hard to say, is, if you haven't seen it, it's a gaming handheld that has an 11-inch screen. And maybe you think it's time to slow down. I mean, obviously the benefits are large screens are that they go without saying. I mean, it's obvious. You're going to feel much more immersed. It's going to be much more beautiful. You take big advantage over the gaming immersion, right? And some people might say, well, the bigger it is, you might say the more battery and the bigger the fan. But yeah, then the battery could be bigger. Maybe the battery is going to last longer is what is way it's well. But most PC gaming handhelds, aside from the Steam Deck, the battery life is still not amazing. The One X Player X1 is about 2 hours. And that's pretty ridiculous if you think about it. Now, if you just want to do it on the half hour on the bus and 45 minutes waiting for the dentist, then it's perfect. But a handheld that only lasts 2 hours? You know, can you take it everywhere you want? I mean, what if you say, oh, I'm going to do this on a flight? Well, I hope your flight's from San Francisco to LA, because anything longer than that, it's not going to last that long unless you can throw it in. I mean, the Lenovo Legion Go may be one of the best gaming handhelds, but a lot of people, you know, looked at the Switch from, you know, pocketable handhelds like the 3DS and the DS before that, but the Switch still, I think, decently managed that step up. I mean, you still have jackets with pockets big enough to fit a Switch, but as I was mentioning with the Lenovo Legion Go, which weighs 845 grams with the controller, it's just, what do you want out of your handheld? I guess what it is. I got to the point when I got the PSP with the UMDs, Universal Media Discs, those little shiny discs. And then after the PSP, I got the Vita, because the PSP blew it without analog sticks on both sides. The Vita's like, okay, we're sorry, here it is. Analog sticks on both sides. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I can play these FPS games wherever. But more times than not, I have it at my house. And if you have it at your house, why wouldn't you just play it on the big screen? Which is what you do, right? That's what it's for. And so the one cool thing about PC gaming handhelds compared to the Switch is what powers them. And the Nintendo Switch can be thin and light because it has that ARM processor, which is pretty efficient, relatively low power. It gives it really good battery life, keeps the system cool. But most of the PC handhelds out there need thick cooling solutions because they run that heavy x86 processors. They get really hot. They use a lot of power. And that's why they're a little thicker, a little heavier, louder, worse battery life. So companies are trying to make these large handhelds because they know that portability won't be their strong suit. So for those of you in San Diego, know Snapdragon Stadium, where the San Diego State Aztecs football plays. Those come from Qualcomm, and those are supposed to be coming out later this year. They're going to take a turn at it as well with ARM technology, with PC handhelds as well. It's still early days. But I mean, Steam Deck is the one. So there are the competitors. We've seen some potential successors to the Asus ROG Ally, Legion Go. But, I mean, suffice to say that handhelds are not dead. It's just that it's almost like you're not seeing the forest for the trees. this is my, you, I mean, you might as well just take your entire TV set and put it in a backpack and take it somewhere. And, you know, I have found too, like playing a game on my iPhone, you sort of get used to the size where you are. So to me, the Switch is the ultimate in having a handheld. Then you come home, you put it in the port, then you get to play it that way. You know, that would be the way to go. If anybody would get a handheld, I would go that way. Unless otherwise, if you want to go PC, then it'd be the Steam Deck, and then you got Steam is built into it. Obviously, it's called a Steam Deck. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. We'll give the game away and more if you want to call in at 1-800-878-PLAY. This is the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, so come on back.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back into the show. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. Going to give away a game now, as I always do, at 40 after the hour. Always a new game. The way you win it is by emailing me the answer to a very simple question to rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. The name of the game is Besiege the Splintered Sea. Once again, Besiege the Splintered Sea. And this is from Spiderling Studios, published and developed. It's for the PC. And here's the blurb. Dive into the Splintered Sea expansion through water. Oh, introducing water to Besiege for more machine building contests. If I could talk, and battle your way through a 10-level oceanic campaign. Explore an all-new sandbox and harness 8 new blocks to unleash chaos on the high seas. And this game is been very well received. My question is, battle on the high seas, is this about a report card or is this about warships? Let me know. Rick@sportsbyline.com is the email address. Rick@sportsbyline.com is Besiege the Splintered Sea about report cards or warships. And you will win for the PC. Besiege the Splintered Sea from Spiderling Studios, who developed and published it. And we will get to the new releases on the other side. As always, Tuesday notes. And the other thing is, remember, when you get new releases, that means other games come down the shelf and then maybe they get into the bargain bin. You can go that way as well. So I was mentioning Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door. And it's a game that which is out now for the Switch. And it's about Mario looking for Princess Peach and also seeking a fabled treasure referenced on a known map. And unsurprisingly, there are familiar bad guys to deal with, coins to collect, and you're going to make some friends as well. But this is no ordinary Super Mario Brothers adventure, because this installment is in the RPG format and has a distinct papery style, as we know, paper-related mechanics and puns. I love the first Paper Mario. That's the thing about every time I hear Nintendo's going to do something and I'm like, what? It's like the Zelda game for the GameCube. First of all, the GameCube, what are you doing? Heck of good. And then, oh, we're doing the Zelda game, cel-shaded, really cartoony looking. I'm like, ah, oh, that stinks. Best Zelda game ever, in my opinion. With the map spread out, it was so great. So, Thousand Year Door. Peach just wanted some excitement while on vacation. She seems to have disappeared after summoning Mario to a somewhat shady rogue port with a demanding letter and a treasure map. When the adventure begins, you quickly join by Goombella, a junior at University of Goom, who's in town looking for treasure. Goombella, especially a Brenny, as she's a primer and serves as a method of exposition, helping you learn about people, places, and objects around you. You'll practice action commands, find crystal stars, follow the map to hopefully catch up with Peach and find that legendary treasure. But like so many more Mario games before it, the first battles are very instructional and put you through a little bit of a cinematic. And so the prologue does seem pretty long and they do hold your hand. But this is a remake. And the original Paper Mario Thousand Year Door was the second game in the Paper Mario series and released nearly 20 years ago on that same GameCube. So I found it's very faithful to the original, builds on it, improves on it. As always, very funny, very clever, and a lot of interesting things as well. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to get in and get heard, if you want to get in that way. I found this is interesting. Video game music, to me, is so huge and so important. And there are certain games I love it so much. Like, if you go back to Dark Cloud on the PS2, I bought that CD from eBay from Japan. It was not sold in America straight up. And it's amazing. It's so amazing. And then I would hear years ago, oh, the Tokyo Symphony's playing video games. I thought, oh, we'd never do that here, until Video Games Live came and Tommy Tallarico, he was on my show like 3 years in a row. He would come in, and that would go on the road, and that used to be down here in San Jose, whereas they would play a video game on the screen, and then the music would be in the symphony, and it was amazing. I love it. But developers who are happy to mimic the style of these Hollywood blockbusters in the video game soundtracks are stopping video game music from advancing. One of the best ever to do it, Final Fantasy composer Nobuo Uematsu, has said. Uematsu, who I probably don't need to tell you has written some of the most iconic pieces of all time, Final Fantasy VII's One Winged Angel, Final Fantasy VIII's Liberi Fatali, Final Fantasy X to Xanark Land, he told Japanese outlet Newspix that the industry has become what he said was satisfied with movie soundtrack-like music in games. And he says that we've now reached a point where game music cannot develop further. Wow. That's kind of harsh. I know Mozart was depressed by the fact that you could play all the music that could ever be played. In other words, if you look at notes, the combination of the notes, there is a limit to it. Even though it's like 900 gillion, fillion, lillion, trillion, he did think that's too bad that we'll run out of song someday. So what Uematsu is talking about is how hardware limitations have inspired creativity in the early career with the rudimentary limits. Remember those bloops and bleeps? Bong, 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 bong. Right? That's not a Philharmonic. And then even the loading time on CD-ROMs in the first PlayStation, the approach to composing tracks of music there with compressed samples maybe wouldn't result in longer loading times. But by comparison, the expanded capabilities of the PS2, and ever since then, has spurred an era where Uematsu says we could pretty much do everything. And that is rock, jazz, anything you can hear in the Final Fantasy 12, or Final Fantasy 10, I should say, heavy metal standout, Otherworld. And it's this sort of freedom and willingness to experiment that has led the music to stagnate, he says, which you think would have the opposite effect. So Uematsu said, people need to have more freedom when creating video game music to try to produce something new. He asks, game music will become more interesting if the composers consider what is something only I can do and use their own knowledge and experience to be truly creative. Well, look, video games for years have tried to look like movies. They have credits. They have openings. They take the controllers out of your hands. They have cinematics and cutscenes that are way, way, way too long that you can't get out of. They make you sit through them. So I can see that. And look, AI doesn't help when you talk about just some generic music that is pumped out. And I can tell you, as someone who's worked in radio a long time, there is royalty-free music that you can buy, and it's just CD after CD after CD with these songs that once you buy the CDs, you can use them for anything. And so, you know, Uematsu pointed out to the era of 8-bit games, he said music played the role of oxygen. And I like that. Now, look, he has scored the entirety of every Final Fantasy game from 1987 when it came out. And by the way, that music was first rejected by Hironobu Sakaguchi. He was the creator. And then he finally relented, which is really funny as a side note. But in other words, he's just saying people are mailing it in when it comes to the video game music, and they're just trying to sound like movies. All right, let's look at the new games this week. The Rogue Prince of Persia. This is a PC game. Ultimate Godspeed. This is a game for Mac and PC. Construction Simulator 4. This is for the Switch and your phones, Apple and Android. Cowboy 3030. It is a futuristic shoot 'em up PC game. Cupid Parasite, Sweet and Spicy Darling. These things, they get translated. Cupid Parasite, Sweet and Spicy Darlings on the Switch. Seed of Life on all the big systems except the PC. Tevi, T-E-V-I, the 4, the X and S, and the 5. Capes, C-A-P-E-S, 5, X and S, PC, Switch. Hive Jump 2, Survivors, PC and Linux. Questmaster for the PC. Aster, Blade of the Monolith, the 5, the 4, the PC, the X and S, and the 1. Horizon Chase 2. This is on 1, X and S, 4, and 5. It's got like a Golden Gate Bridge and a blimp in the background with a race car. Mud Runner VR. That's on your VR systems. Picross S Namco Legendary Edition on the Switch. Scald Against the Black Priory. Once again, Scald Against the Black Priory. PC and Mac. Tiny Terry's Turbo Trip. There's the alliteration for you. PC. Umbra Claw. Umbra Claw is on all the big boy systems. What If? An immersive story. This is from Marvel Studios. It's on the PC. Juan Yuan Sword 7. I missed the first 6. That's on the PC. Also, F124. This is going to be a Thursday release. X and S, 5, 4, PC, and 1. Very cool to see Formula 1 come back. And this is from EA Sports. It's in the game. Hyperchanged Unbox, X and S, and 1. Mutant Football League 2. Surprised I didn't have the guys on from there. I usually do for the PC. Nightmare Kart for the PC. Pool Party for the X and S. Sulaco for the PC. They Were Cleaner for the PC, and finally Echoes, which is Mac and PC. All right, Tittle, come on back for the cheat code on the video game review.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much, Rick Tittle, with you on the Video Game Review, closing it out with the cheat code request. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is from Wendy. Wendy says, Rick, take me back to Wolfenstein 3D. How do I get everything? Well, listen, that's always going to be very close to my heart, Wendy. By the way, send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. Go back to Wolf 3D on the PC. One of the classic first-person shooters ever. Bum 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 bum. Oof off up. Mein Leben. I can go through the whole thing. I'll spare you. If you just enter the keys I L M, you'll have everything, even the BFG. That's right. Just type in I L M. And you will have the entire arsenal to unload on all the Nazi scumbags. That's redundant, man. And have fun storming the castle. I love that. How about Sod, Spear of Destiny? What a great, outstanding sequel to that game. Id Software. I mean, it's just, and then, you know, moving into Doom. It still holds up. Kind of. Thanks for tuning in to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. We will see you next week. Coming up next is 6 hours and 23 days of sports talk. We'll see you then. Have a great week.
News. I'm Laura Winters. The long holiday weekend underway right now with millions of Americans flying and others taking to the road. Monday is Memorial Day. A new Fox News poll of registered voters